proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. We have one of those stories that that I always say would be completely fine if the government didn't feel like they needed to be part of everything in our lives. There is a 70-year-old woman who was providing a much-needed service to the people of her neighborhood. She is accused in Long Island. She's accused of turning her kitchen into a dentist's office.
Oh, no.
Disturbingly extracting five teeth from a trusting patient who paid her nearly $2,000. Her name is Gladys Serrano. And she was hit with criminal charges for running the dental practice out of her one-bedroom apartment. It says, practicing dentistry without proper authorization poses an incredibly serious risk to public health and safety, said the Nassau County District Attorney, Ann T. Donnelly. The defendant's alleged home operation endangered the well-being of at least one person in need of dental care, end quote. So she was arrested, and now all of a sudden she's just a terrible menace to the society because she pulled five teeth, and they were already rotting. The teeth were rotting. She just pulled them. What was her crime, though? The guy wanted his teeth pulled.
Yep.
He willingly went to her. She pulled the teeth. But what problem does the government have with it? She charged him for it. That's where they come in, and that's where it's illegal. She could have people lined up around the corner coming in and getting their teeth pulled in her kitchen for free. They wouldn't say a damn thing.
So it wasn't that she was endangering lives. It was that she was charging. That's sad.
Yeah, and they weren't getting their cut of it.
Yeah.
Could she have opened a business that she paid taxes and they've been okay? Or is it?
No, you got to pay for a license and you got to go to schools and all those fees and everything.
They getting their money.
That's true.
And you go, okay, well, that could be a health concern or endangering people's lives and stuff like that. Okay, well, what about a hairdresser?
Right.
That's the one I always use as the example, because you got to go to school and get licensed to be a hairdresser. You got to, pass state inspections and all of that stuff. So what if you're not? What if you got hair all over the floor? What if you open up a little place that you pay rent for and it's got salon chairs in there and people come in and get their hair cut and colored and all that for free? They don't come in and mess with you on that.
Nope.
But if you're going to make money, the government's going to make money.
I used to put in my friend's weed for free. In my house.
You were doing nothing wrong. You used spray tan your friends for free.
Yep, doing the Lord's work. Yep. Hair and the tanning. And I'd put them in my shower, and I would go to town on them, just making them dark. So dark. And then I'd let it dry. While they're drying, I would do their hair.
Weaves and spray tan.
Weaves and dance.
A little hustle you got going.
Yeah, except I didn't make any money. So what was I hustling? I don't know.
Oh, you didn't pay?
No, she was being helpful to her friends.
Yeah, yeah. They'd be like, my track fell out. Can you put that back in? Sure.
Girl, I got you.
Because I want my friends to be cute, you know?
Yeah. Did y'all ever exchange weaves just to get a couple new colors in your?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. No one's got the caramel kiss that I had.
No. You ain't getting none of mine. Can I?
No. Caramel kiss.
You know, Jody was a dental assistant before we had kids. That's what her job was.
That's right.
And I have watched her several times replace somebody's crown that fell off at a party or something.
Really?
No.
Yeah. My friend Bobby a couple of times had a crown fall off, and she would get super glue and put it back on.
Oh, is that what it was?
Till
he could get to the dentist, because it'd be happening on the weekends until he could get it put back on right.
And it's sensitive if it's not on there.
Maybe it wasn't super glue. Maybe it was some sort of dental adhesive or something. Yeah. But whatever it was, she would do it, and his wife would assist.
I love that.
Now, if she would have said, "Okay, Bobby, that'll be $10," boom, she go to jail.
Jail.
You should have figured that out.
Did you see Jody in jail?
Yes. And only in his dreams.
Yeah.
Only in his greatest fantasy ever. That's crazy. Did she throw on gloves or just go rod?
Yeah, okay. Check gloves.
Wow.
She's a profesh.
Sure. Kim Kardashian can smell she has this talent where she says she can smell if somebody's got a cavity.
Yeah, no.
Did Jody have any, like, can she tell, like, oh, something's not right here in any way, like, because she was a dental assistant? Like, can she look at your teeth and kind of
analyze? If she looked in there and all that, but it's absurd to say that somebody can smell a cavity.
That's the stupidest thing.
Well, I know, but I'll have to look it up. But like, she's 10 out of 10. Like, it works every time.
It's like, they just got bad breath. They don't have cavity. I mean, but like halitosis.
She was like riding in a car when she was like, somebody in this car has a cavity.
Well, you can say that about it. I mean, if there are enough people are in the car, somebody's going to have a cavity.
What was that medium guy's name? The one who did. Someone here with a family member that starts with T. Oh,
John Edwards.
Right, John Edwards. Yeah. She's like John Edwards for cavities.
And has he passed on? He's passed to the other side, yes.
God. Okay.
I've never been wrong yet. They don't even have to be super close to me. I can smell when somebody has one.
Stupid. Somebody has a cavity.
I'm going to ask my friend that's an.
Yeah.
He's a what do you call it? Root canal doctor. What do you call it? Endodontist.
Mm-hmm. Endodontist.
I was going to call him a cantalist.
It's a very specific smell, not a bad breath smell, but something that's really strong.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's been going around for years, and she's like, and it's not a joke. She's like, I've never been wrong. It's like, what is it? Like, where's the answer to this? I was just curious.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll ask somebody who's actually got a degree in that.
I'll actually ask him because I'm going to see him in January. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see your guy. Friend?
Yeah.
George.
Hmm.
I think it probably it might just be bad breath, because if you got a bad cavity, it would make your breath smell, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I don't think. I think decay has an odor.
You smell like decay.
You have a lot of cavities, am I right?
Yeah. I can tell someone in this car has a cavity because it looked like you're drooling Yoo-hoo.
Yeah. Somebody in this car has shit their pants, and I know that because I can smell it. Yeah,
from your cabin. Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.